I've learned to adapt very well to prosperity. I like it. I mean, I didn't mind the hard work on the farm all that much. Like Louis said, it's something that we had to do, and so we accepted it, that hard work was part of our life. Just 2 weeks ago, Louise, the guy came backstage to ask about the whole family. Said in 1935, in the winter of 1935, he was 17 years old, and he worked for a trucking company in Rising, Arkansas. Him and his daddy drove the truck that took us to Dyess. In 1935, it was in the wintertime, and the 240-mile trip took about 2 days because a lot of the roads were muddy. I remember sleeping in that truck on this road right here going to Dyess.
I'm sure that if you've ever lived on a cotton patch or in the part of the country where times are hard, that you appreciate the good things when they do come much more. John and I talked so many times about the old saying, that line that says, steel is strong because it knew the hammer and why it heat.
I was 14, I used to... When I'd go after water at a farmer's house, see, as the river crew progressed further, cutting the banks like they'd make 100 yards a day. Well, after a few days, I'd carry water from another farm farther on down the river. And sometimes I'd carry the water a quarter of a mile, sometimes a half a mile. And at noon, I used to go and turn on the car radios. Some of the workmen that were working on the river would leave their cars up there. I turn on the car radio, listen to the radio stations in Memphis, listen to the country music shows.
Listen to Eddie Hill.
Eddie Hill, Martin Chance, and all of them.
The Lincoln Brothers.
We're even in the cotton fields. We'd be picking or maybe chopping along beside each other. If I'd ask him something, very often he wouldn't even answer me. I'd ask him maybe the second time, and I'd look over at him, and his mind seemed to be far away. So I guess he was dreaming then of maybe some of the things he might do one of these days.